my great honor to be able to be up here helping my dear friend James talk to you all about Pottermore, J.K. Rowling's newest project. I have been consulting on this project since 2009, and it has been one of the great honors of my life. And James is the creative strategist behind the project, which sounds very fancy, but usually it means him sitting in a room with the Harry Potter books, tearing his hair out, and thinking exactly too many ideas to possibly put into production. Yeah. I guarantee you, he is the biggest fan and the biggest advocate of fans, one of them that I know in the world. So without further ado, James Keeley.
All my notes are on my laptop, which is not there, so this might be a bit unusual.
So I'm
going to kind of look up at a lot, kind of remember what I was supposed to say, and then try to say it. So,
I think you're supposed to say hello, Licky Crown.
Hello. First thing I'd like to say is, this is brilliant.
You gotta come to LeakyCon, and we're now here.
I got here late yesterday, and I've just literally been hanging around in the background trying desperately to remember my lines, because I thought I'd have some notes, so now I don't. And I just think this is brilliantly organised, and thank you very much for inviting us. We're really honoured to be here, and we hope that you enjoy what I'm going to show. So this is possible. Together to make.
truly obscure
yes. Yes.
Potter related, like Woolloongabba, Australia, which I didn't even know was in the book.
Yes. We had a bit of an advantage in the fact that we've seen a lot of the new content that Jo's wrote. And in there, she actually places a few new schools and things like that, new locations. When registration begins in earnest and the beta. We launched our Twitter address, so anybody who's on Twitter can follow us, and we revealed a few little sneak peek previews of the site itself. Some kind of scene were on the press room as well. So since then, we've had 6.5 million people visit that holding page from 218 countries. I didn't know there was 218 countries. I do now. And now I need to figure out where the other ones are. And we've had 166,000 people follow us on Twitter. Except this morning, that was 170,000. And we launched in October, so we've kind of got a lot to do to complete it all. But we are working through everything. Which brings us to today.
When the Twitter opened, we were all in the office watching it open, and we broke. You ever see the Outlook counter when you get a new Outlook list up? Well, the alerts for having a new subscriber were still set to on. And then the pot of work Twitter populated, the number just was too fast. The computer didn't keep up with the number of emails that he was getting. It was great.
Yeah, we had a few fun days watching basically meltdown happen. Okay. So. It's a really simple thing. It's a digital experience
digital thing. It's not been defined before, which is why everybody's having a hard time asking or finding out what it is. This kind of thing does not exist.
It's a many things, but it's at its heart, it's about the books. And it always will be. It's about reading them again, or even just going through the site and remembering it, and exploring it, and discovering new things in there. Principally, all the new content that Jill's wrote. Currently, we're up to 18,000 words, 68 new entries, and she's not stopped. And she will. So obviously we all know that she had a lot of notebooks and kind of like pieces of passages that she'd written that just didn't find their way into the books and things like that. And the rights to Leon Pottermore.
Yeah!
And she's also wrote a whole huge amount specifically for Pottermore. Still not in trouble yet, am I?
We'll find out in some time.
So let's kind of take a step back a little bit. And how we started, we knew the story began and ended. We knew we'd got the seven books. Mm-hmm. But what we really wanted to do was to allow everybody to have their own little journeys, their own little bit of explore and discover new things in there. Don't read my writing.
I've never read this before.
I really didn't think
this
the screen
was
this big.
Yeah,
I think the next slide might get me in trouble.
We like trouble!
To be able to explore it and rediscover things and find out all those new things that only Joe could add. We had a series of those brilliant moments, those things that happen in each chapter that we really wanted to bring to life, those kind of fantastic things that are those descriptions and stuff that happen. So we call them moments. So the moments were about the things that happened in the chapter that we really wanted to bring to life. And we wanted it to be a real shareable experience, a social experience. We wanted to, like any great story, you want to share it with your friends. And you share it with together. But obviously we started with the first one.
That is a real part of our office.
That's actually,
that's not some stock image. That's actually what has become of this book.
So each of those numbers represents a moment that we've brought to life. So there's quite a few of them. In book one, we have 44 throughout the 17 chapters. So that's 17 chapters, that's the whole 199, because we are doing all seven books.
Which means book five is going to take over the internet.
And we had a heap of ideas and a heap of things. And most of these things had already been created in Joe's mind and already she already created things like the one chooser.
If the ideas come out of Joe's
which we will show you.
A lot of it is things that Joe's like she's had in her mind for years and almost completely mapped out, but then she finalized and got it out into the true marketing fashion. And if you think you've been sorted by 8 million online sorting things, and you've seen it all, you just know you have not. It's from Joe. We know it all.
certain elements in that. And then we storyboarded it, almost like creating a film script.
Oh.
Scene, each scene would be written. Generally a little bit better than that one. Most people.
Probably better.
We also started to explore what would the art direction, what would it feel like, what would it look like? And we quickly realized that actually it's not for us to tell you or draw or explain the world of like Hogwarts, what Harry looks like or anything like that. But we can suggest it and let your own imagination do the rest. So this is why these illustrations were perhaps a little bit too detailed. However, when we started to go into these kind of illustrations, we needed to make sure they're absolutely correct to what Jill had in mind as well. This got rejected because it wasn't... Jill rejected this one because it wasn't actually Privet Drive. So we'll show you Privet Drive. And this got rejected.
Oh, man.
If that's Privet Drive.
It's looking a little bit worse for weather. And again, the entrance hall, this is incorrect, we had to redo it, but you can see how we worked through all these styles and we wanted to be really suggestive. Mm. And we worked out through options and we went through storyboarding again. And then when we knew we were onto it, when we knew we kind of reached the style, that's when we put them into colour.
A ginger cat, my absolute favorite. We have a little owl. We have a prefect badge over here. We have Trevor lurking over there. We have the clock, which of course is to the right time. We have the sign that says platform 9 3/4 in there. And if you'll notice, this train is not the one from the movie. There are very big differences in it. And that was a continuing scene.
Yeah, we took our source material from the books, from Tolkien to Joe. And then we did, but there's more than just the storyline. There's all the things that you can do in your journey through the story.
Ooh.
So you can buy your own pets.
Yeah!
In Diagon Alley, by the way.
Woo!
And you can invite your friends on.
Yeah.
These are all on screen, so that's all right, I'll show you. You'll see the other screens. So, that's how we got to where we got to, and now we're going to show you the actual live side.
It's down.
Great, something juggled. Okay, so this is where I had a real script to follow, and it's gone. So registration will open, and you've seen this, so this is the kind of registration page. This is effectively our start page for that. And what you'll do is, once you've gone through registration, very quickly, you'll realize that you are in the magical book.
Harry. Weasley.
You know, there's none of that. But they're all words that have something to do with the series, they have that kind of air of magic. And then you get a number,
so that
you have, you know,
search,
you don't have to actually create.
You
can have 47.
Refresh.
Refresh button.
So hopefully one of them's right for you. Then you'll receive, you'll get to your gateway. Now this is your own personal home page. And in here, you'll see there's one long story through each of the seven books. You start with book one.
Ah, man.
Is this how you have the sorcerers?
The dots,
these are all from
the chapters?
Adult edition of the Bloomsbury books. Yeah. These symbols indicating each book.
Wow.
And you'll notice there's kind of like little notches. That's each chapter. So you'll go through the storyline as chapter by chapter, linear way.
Oh my God,
just like
I've never written a book so many times.
Chapter by chapter, sorry, no one passes laughing.
Philosophers!
Hellcast does a segment called Chapter by Chapter.
Huh?
They do a Levelcast, the Levelnet podcast, does a section called Chapter by Chapter, so you can imagine, that's of the books, you'll imagine they're very excited about this.
Now, I do have to make a slight apology for the fact that because we've had a little bit of a technical problem, this was all animated, and unfortunately it's just going to be static to go through. But you'll still see everything, just there's a lot of little touches that we probably won't be able to show you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
You guys will still see a lot more than the rest of the world so far. Yeah.
So we'll enter chapter one, where everything starts.
Wow.
And we can go into Privet Drive.
Wow.
That's phenomenal, thank you very much.
So, what generally happens here, so apologies for this, but you'll have to forgive me for this. This is all animated.
Oh.
You travel through each of these layers. Every moment is made of different layers. And you, as a journey, you journey through those layers. And in those layers, you'll discover things that you can roll over, things that you can discover, things that you can read. That was one of the layers. And what you do is when you roll over these things, you'll find that actually you've discovered something new from Joe.
Ah, but he's not going into
Privet Drive and her inspirations about it. And as you can see, this is where you click on Privet Drive.
Click on inside.
Piece of writing.
Read it. You'll see something.
Sorry.
And then our next step is coming on the stairs. Now this is where you'll start to be able to collect items and objects from each of these moments, because you might need them as you journey through the story. And you'll be able to do things like turn on the lights. It's beautiful in the animation, it's not super amazing.
I just take a moment because you said you can do things like turn on the lights and somebody went, wow! You went to a very dark house.
Read about that.
And as you discover that things are hidden, you have to find them. You'll have to go and discover them. But when you do discover them, nothing happens. When you do discover them, we now find out about Vernon Chu and Dennis.
Oh my God.
Now, Joe's written lots of this question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, there tends to be, there's lots of different types of content. Am I going to put up a moment? Vermin.
She didn't like his name.
But also there's another type of content, which is about all of the backstories to a lot of the characters, the places, the objects, the things that Hogwarts Express. And it works a lot better on the animation. And but also the thing is, going back to that idea of sharing, what we really want is for people to feel they can talk about this and comment about this. And leave illustrations for us. It's a gallery. It's what you want it to be. Upload all your own imagery. Leave your comments. Please do one better than that.
Wish my hair would grow that quick. New style every day.
Yeah, we have to be careful about the quotes, the comments. And then you can go to when the story starts becoming really magical. And you enter Diagon Alley.
Right there.
And you open your virtual bank.
The level of canonical accuracy.
Yes.
Right there was a goblin in a red outfit, as described in the books, next to a burnished bronze door. There was no detail left unturned.
Each of these illustrations was painstakingly created, as Melissa was saying. There's probably like 20-page briefs for every single thing.
Yeah.
We went down into every little detail we could. We looked at every single book, we looked at every single interview, we looked at every single kind quote. And
not really sight, but every quote. Everything that we can really say comes from Jo herself. And then at the end of all that painstaking work comes Jo saying, yes, that is exactly what it is, or could you tweak this or that thing?
So Jo was there all the way through.
Yeah.
Jo okayed every single thing. If he didn't, we did it. So once you're in Gringotts, you open your virtual account, which gives you galleons to spend. So when you return back to Diagon Alley, you need to complete your shopping list. Where everything you collect or buy lives.
Oh, God, sorry.
And these are from a larger pool that Jill's created. So the chances are you won't all get the same question. So you may never get this question.
Oh. I like this question. I like this question.
That shirt is like you have a hat on over your eyes.
Oh, you're right.
I was thinking
that's awesome.
Four answers, four houses. That's not generally the case.
No, I'm kidding. Oh my god.
So then the shop obviously opens in October as well, and that's where you can buy the e-books and the digital audio books as well. Yes, I'm going to go back and show you the things which didn't quite work first time.
Wow!
So this is how the questions are brought to you. You'll be able to go through them and select the ones that you think are the honest answer. And then you're rewarded into your house.
Thank you.
we put up the desktop backgrounds for your phone and your computer over the course of the year.
Who knows?
It's all
of them.
registration in beta. We've kind of talked a bit about that. Hopefully. It's completely free. This is a totally free website. We aren't going to say something like, hey, why don't you buy 10 more Gringotts galleons? It's not that. This is a free website. The experience is always going to be free. It's a one-time only thing, I know that.
Nervous.
So the house cup, once you join your house, you can start earning house points. So for things you do, for brewing potions, for dueling, you're getting points. For finding things, you're getting points. And we're going to broaden that out and more ways to do that. You'll all contribute towards winning the house cup for your house, and that will be a big event. The house cup will be we'll award the house cup just before the next book goes. So you have a lot of time to win that house cup, but you've got a lot of competition.
Yeah, no way.
It's about sharing this. It's about friends. It's about being able to bring friends in. Child safety is a big thing for us, but you all know each other, so you'll be able to kind of connect to each other that way. I talked a bit about using this, and this part is due to the child safety thing as well. Not yet.
Future.
Yep.
You need people?
Yes. It's part of our ambition is to look at this in the future, as well as integrating the e-books into the experience.
Are you hiring?
We're part of the Harry Potter universe. We're part of the network of all these fans. We're not going to do chat rooms. We're not going to do podcasts. Because actually, you know what? Everybody else does them brilliantly. We just want to be part of that. And the place that you can find that is brilliant. The Pottermore Owl on Twitter is brilliant, but it's not us. There's only three things which are from us, which is The Insider, our official Pottermore Twitter, and the site itself.
The Owl is, by the way, somebody, and this is the most brilliant Twitter use I've ever seen.
Yeah.
After the whole video about Follow the Owl, somebody created The Owl on Twitter. And so when you follow it, you are following The Owl.
Of course, we've got a Facebook page, but that's quite light right now. Again, it's due to like safety concerns. We're kind of like coming back to that in the future. The shop, October, we'll be able to get those down, download those ebooks and those audio digital books, digital audio books even. And that's going to be available. So the whole site will launch in English, French, Italian, German, Spanish in July, and in October we'll add Japanese. And in the future we're going to look at more and more. It's just that we need to do it bit by bit. It's a game game. So this was, we only got one question about this, but I liked it, so I've kind of put it in. One of the Twitter clues, or things that we put together was 17 hours, 17 minutes, 17 seconds left. That's it. Before the announcement video, and we had a few people asked, why 17? And you'll figure the answer to that out when you read Joe's exclusive article, New Writings on Numbers, which you'll have to find in the store. Oh, I tell you, it's one of my favourite numbers. And I think that's it. then all day tomorrow. If anybody has any questions, talk to me, I'll help you out.
Oh, God.